Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. This is a session that we're going to be talking about the starting of the Christmas story. Every year, we try to do a little something for Christmas. Last year, we did the star of Christmas, and it went into the astrological part of how the star, when it happened, brought to the date, to the time. It was a very awesome show that we did last year. But this year, we're just going to go ahead and do the Christmas story, and it's going to start with Matthew 1. And the book of Matthew has a little bit more details about the birth of Christ. This verse will go into the genealogy of Jesus, and then it will go right into the nativity of Jesus Christ. So it's a kind of awesome story, or it's a very awesome story, but the genealogy could be kind of long a little bit. But when it gets right into the nativity, you know, the nativity story, it's going to be awesome. So just stay tuned, and we're going to start with Matthew 1, and hope you enjoy this.
The Gospel according to Matthew.
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab, Amminadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab, Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king. David the king begot Solomon by her, who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon begot Rehoboam. Rehoboam begot Abijah, and Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat begot Joram. And Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham. Jotham begot Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Hezekiah. Hezekiah begot Manasseh. Manasseh begot Ammon. And Ammon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begot Abiud. Abiud begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azar. Azar begot Zadok. Zadok begot Akim, and Akim begot Eliad. Eliad begot Eleazar. Eleazar begot Massan, and Massan begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
So, all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet.
Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,
which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus.
Hey, everybody. I'm back. Now, this is Reverend Stan. the microphone was off there for a little bit, but I want to tell everybody this has been an awesome show. We was talking about the nativity story, and the nativity story is an awesome story. We're going to be going back into more details about it next week. We was talking about the genealogy of Jesus Christ, and we was also talking about the birth of Jesus Christ and how it was very important for Mary to be taken care of by Joseph. There was a lot of things that could have happened there where she could have been hurt, all type of things if Father God wasn't protecting Jesus when he was born. He had to come and send a messenger, an angel to Joseph to let him know what was going on because Joseph could have had her stoned. So he sent a messenger to Joseph to let him know, hey, this is the Son of God. She is carrying the Holy Spirit within her body. Nothing bad has went on. Protect her and keep her holy. So Joseph went with what God the Father told him to do. They did not come together as man and wife until Jesus was born. So he made sure that Mary stayed holy, no matter what. But there is a very important thing here is to remember all the stuff Mary had to go through to keep Jesus in her womb, keep herself protected. Joseph had to do things to keep her protective. Jesus was always, always on alert. All through his life, he's on alert. The enemy was wanting to take him out, but God put a protective shield over him to make sure he would be fine. But I was going to tell everybody, you know, how important it is that Jesus was born. As we know, Jesus came for the Israelites first when he walked this earth. He was here teaching the law because the law was still in effect at that time. The law didn't go out of effect until he died on the cross and rose again on the third day. That was when the law was gone. The whole time Jesus was here, he was here to teach. He was here to teach how bad they needed him. He made the law so strong. He was the law on steroids when he was walking. He was the law on steroids. He made it so tough that there was no way around it, but they needed a Messiah. They need a Messiah so very bad. So even if you thought about sinning, you sin. So in that case, what really happened was is no matter what you did, you were still in sin. You need a Messiah to wash that from you. So it was a lot of people saying, you know, well, you know, Jesus was saving people when he's with them. He really wasn't. He was healing people and showing the power of God, and he was actually telling them how bad they needed him, and they still rejected him. But that's where he came for us too, and we didn't reject him. We accepted him. And I was just telling people, you know, no matter what you do, no matter what sin you're in, you cannot change without Jesus Christ. You cannot change your mind. You cannot change your heart. It ain't much you can do without him. If you go to a 12-step program, Alcohol Anonymous, or whatever you want to call it, any drugs, treatment centers, they're using drugs to get people off of drugs. I mean, it's crazy things. And no matter what you do, sooner or later, most likely you will go back to your addiction. You will go back to your problem because the problem that's within you that's causing it is not gone. Whatever demonic force that's in you is dormant for a while, and then it comes right back out. Only way you can stop that is to be delivered. Jesus Christ has to deliver you. He has to save you from your sins. He has to make you a new man. He has to make you a new man. And no 12-step can do that. 12-step can get you forget about it for a while, but since you go by the alcohol ABC store, I say the ABC store, you'll still have that draw to go back there. to have that draw go back there. Thank God I never had that problem. I've heard people that's had that problem and how one little taste of alcohol can start a whole routine of something again. But people have been saved, it would have a taste of it, would bother them, wouldn't bother them at all. They can walk, go by ABC stores all day long, wouldn't bother them. If they're addicted to drugs, they go by drug dealers all day long, wouldn't bother them. But the people that has not been saved, that has not had Jesus Christ to remove this from their heart, most likely they will always go back. There will be something that the enemy will throw their way that they can't comprehend, that they can't beat, and will put them back on the same track. That's how bad you need the Messiah. You need that baby that was born on Christmas Day. You need him desperately to change your life, to change your life from going to hell, to change your life, to make you a new person. You need that desperately. So if you want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, just say this. Just say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent for all of my sins. I hand all of my sins to you and your cross. All of my sins, and I hand it to you on the cross. I accept that you died on the cross for me, and I accept that you rose on the third day for me. I accept you into my heart for eternity. I accept you in my heart for eternity. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I ask this in Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name, I ask you to pour the Holy Spirit upon them now, to command the power of the Holy Spirit to go upon these people now in Jesus' name. I command the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon them now in Jesus' name. Just pour upon them now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, just come upon them now. Just come upon them now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for these people. I ask you just to reveal yourself in a powerful way. Bring the peace that passes all understanding to come upon them in their life. I command this now in Jesus' name. And I do ask everybody that has received Jesus Christ to get water baptized at a nearby church near you. I ask them to be dunked as Jesus was and as every Christian from then on was sprinkled. I don't really believe in that. I came from that, but when I became older, a lot older, I was told from Christ to be immersed. So I really go with being immersed in water, and it has a lot of power there. But anyway, today we went and listened to Matthew 1 from the Word of Promise. It's an audio series that a lot of movie stars got together and did a acting of the Bible out, and it's been awesome. I mean, the audio series is great. You learn a lot. It makes the Bible so very real, like it's jumping off the pages. You can also go in the Word of God and follow along with what they're saying because it's word from word. They didn't go out of context at all. The person that put this together wanted everything in context with the Bible. They didn't want nothing that wasn't in the Bible in this series, so it's so accurate. And enjoy this. And we're going to go back into Matthew 2 next week. It's going to be awesome. And just check us out next week. And we'll be having the Christmas story part 2, and we're going to be talking about the wise men and all the stuff that happened from there. But I just want to tell you folks how crucial it was for Mary and Joseph to carry baby Jesus across the desert and protect the mother, protect Mary from all the things that could have happened to her. It was a very, very delicate situation that God knew that he had to protect them. And thank God that Joseph listened. Joseph did a lot of things to help Mary and to help Jesus. And through the Bible, it seems that it talks about Joseph was a great physical father for him. He did all the best things he could for Jesus and did good things for Mary. And they had other kids. They had their own kids too. So, Jesus had a good family life, and the brothers really loved him. And they all worked together and stuff. It's awesome. But that first Christmas was very hard for those two. And you're going to hear more about the story And I want to thank everybody for listening today. And I do encourage everybody to go to the Healing Life Ministry page, lock that page. If you want to get in touch with us, just go ahead and actually send us a message on Facebook and make it urgent if you really want us to pray for you, to say urgent or something like that, or post it on the Healing Life Ministry page. We are on YouTube. If you've not saw all of our YouTube videos, go to YouTube for the Healing Light Show. We have made some videos there. We do Healing Light conferences where we go out and pray for the sick, teach you how to pray for the sick, and do street evangelism. We do teach that too. If you would want us out to your church, to your home meeting, just get a hold of us and set up an appointment and just let us know what time, what date. Most of the times weekends we do this, and we'll come out and we'll put something together and come and teach your people how to do street evangelism. And if you just want us to come out and pray for the sick and do a healing evangelism ordeal with you, or just a healing meeting, we can do that too. So just get in contact with us. We'll be more than happy to do that. We are staying in the United States at this time. That's where we are staying right now. We will be heading overseas with other ministries to teach us how to do a lot of that. We've not really headed out of the United States, but if you would like us to come and teach, just let us know, and we'll be more than happy to come and teach the Word of God and pray for the sick. And we'll see you next Saturday. We have been doing these shows around 9 a.m. in the morning on Saturday mornings. So we'll see you then. God bless you.
When I can't find the words to say how much it hurts, you are the healing in my heart. When all that I can see are broken memories, you are the light that's in the dark. Shout your endless, glorious praise.